spent a year just observing what the art scene was like in Bloemfontein. And 2 years ago, I launched the Free State Art Collective. I looked at the fact that the art scene in Bloemfontein is really healthy. You've got a thriving arts festival with excellent visual arts component. You've got the University Gallery and the Leeuwenhoek Museum, which they've got a first-class exhibition program. You've got the Patsawanihini New Breed Art Competition. And then recently, the National Art Bank launched and started. It actually runs from the Leeuwenhoek Museum. But what I kept hearing over and over from the artists is that they don't know how to access national markets. So they don't know how to enter the Johannesburg market. They don't know how to enter the Cape Town market. And I just thought it would be a great thing to start the Free State Art Collective and move them around the country. So in a sense, you can look at it, it's like an analogy that I often use. So the Free State Art Collective is that table that you're throwing into the fund. The ripples go out as we exhibit the artworks around the country in different platforms, and then opportunities can come back for the artists in the collective. And this has already happened. So what happened is the first year we exhibited at Bloemfontein in Bloemfontein, which was a good platform to show Bloemfontein that the Free State Art Collective had launched. And then I took it to the Turbine Art Fair in Johannesburg. So that was a good launching pad as well. Then last year, we started off with an exhibition Betwixt and Between at the Free State Arts Festival. And then we were part of the main program. And then from there, the same exhibition traveled to a gallery in Johannesburg. And Gallery 2 was so excited to see this exhibition, to have fresh work from the Free State coming through, that they've actually have asked us to exhibit there annually. And 2020, we got access to go back to the Turbine Art Fair again to have another exhibition at Gallery 2. And I traveled to Cape Town and I managed to get us a exhibition venue for December of this year. So I'm really, really holding thumbs up that with the COVID-19 mayhem, that we can at least have that exhibition in Cape Town.
I'm speaking to Karen Brush. She's from the Free State Art Collective about their lockdown viral experiment. These artworks are all for sale. How can people purchase them or support the Free State Art Collective going forward?
One of the main goals of this experiment was to find ways in which we could support the artists. You know, there are some artists that their only income is from creating artworks. Please go onto our website. If any of the artists' artworks speak to you, the prizes are there. You can contact me. So you can go to www.freestateartcollective.co.za.